Hey, everybody. Welcome to the FL Teams USF Bulls show. Thank you for joining us for the ride. Victory Monday here to talk about our USF Bulls. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're watching or listening to this to FL Teams. Hit a like button. Throw me a little bullhorns in the comments. You know, help my boss here at FL Teams know that we got the USF Bulls fans watching, and we need to keep putting out content for all of us USF fans and alum. Let's dive into this game. USF had to travel to UConn. Obviously, former conference mate, not really a strong opponent, but USF's had a couple rough games, allowing 56 points in each of the past two losses. Outside of watching the highlights here, this first possession, things looked like it was going to be a nice day, but really didn't go that way for a lot of it. Naquan Wright had a phenomenal game. I'll touch more on him later. But USF goes into halftime down 14-10, just not really able to get things clicking. They have a great drive in the third quarter that ends on a tipped interception. Ball tipped at the line. They were moving down the field nicely. Looked like they were going to score to take the lead. They didn't. Instead, UConn scores early in the fourth quarter. USF's looking at a 21-10 deficit. And I'll be honest, my heart kind of sank at that point, thinking, maybe a little bit of smoke and mirrors that we were able to win three games to this point. However, USF did not quit. You know, this team has definitely turned a corner attitude-wise. Again, these are the kind of games that USF would have found a way to lose the last few years, and they did not. Brown leads a drive down the field, ends with a six-yard touchdown rush, and then Naquan Wright scores the game-winning touchdown. USF wins the game 24-10. It wasn't a pretty game, but look, it was a road game in UConn. You know, the weather wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, but, you know, a little cold, a little wet, especially for us Florida boys. But all that matters is they battled. They came out on top. Frankly, I didn't have USF coming back from a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter on my radar this year. And there was no panic in the offense. They seemed confident. Byron Brown continued to play well beyond his 18 years of age. I think he just turned 19, but anyways, he's playing a lot more with a lot more maturity than you expect from a redshirt freshman quarterback. The defense had some moments. Jalen Stokes had a few plays. He had two interceptions. One was called back because of a penalty. Alex Golesh did not like that call. He had a 2.5 tackles for loss. And then Mac Harris, linebacker, jumps into the starting lineup and really has the game-sealing play at the end, forcing a fumble that was recovered, easy for me to say, by Day-Day Evans. And USF, again, ices off a 24-21 victory. Third 100-yard game for Naquan Wright, 186 yards and two TDs on 26 carries. Again, just fantastic game. Michael Brown Stevens stepped up. He's been slowly stepping up more and more. I do think he had a ball I wish he would have caught. But still, 9 catches, 92 yards. Just seeing more and more weapons emerge on this USF offense. Sean Atkins, of course, Mr. Reliable, with 8 catches on 8 targets. So can't get much better than that. When the ball was thrown his way, he was coming down with it. USF improves to 4-4. And bowl eligibility is really a thing to be looking at this point. Obviously, looking forward to the rest of the season. They have a bye week this week, well-deserved after 8 games. And then they travel to Memphis, which is going to be a tough game. This is a 5-2 Memphis team. They're going to be double-digit favorites. Memphis will be in this game. But it's going to be a good measuring stick. They have a week off to get healthy, get prepared. We'll see how the Bulls come into Memphis and how they look. After that, they're back home against Temple. 0-4 in the conference, 2-6 overall. Definitely a winnable game for the Bulls, and probably one they'll be favored at home. Then they do travel to UTSA, tough opponent. They're 3-0 in the conference. They just came off a victory over Florida Atlantic. So it will be, again, a tough matchup. We saw what FAU was able to do, unfortunately, to the Bulls. And then finish out the season, at least the regular season, at home against Charlotte. Another game where USF should be favored. Charlotte is 2-5 on the year, 1-2 in conference. They did just beat ECU 10-7 in their last game. ECU is not a very good team. So again, USF probably will be looking at being favored in two of their last four games, and doing the math there, that would make USF 6-6. I apologize. My camera is not adjusting to the lights if you're watching me, but it'll make USF 6-6 and bowl eligible for the first time in a while. And while, you know, that doesn't necessarily seem like a big deal from where USF has started, and honestly, expectations for this season, that would be great. Obviously, the Bulls are going to focus one game at a time. Memphis is next. I'll be eager to see how USF comes again with an extra week to prepare and come out and play one of the best teams in this AAC conference in 2 weeks or 12 days, I guess, from now. All right. That's about all I got. Hoping to do a show next week. Might have a guest come on for to talk some USF Bulls and get a little more in-depth, since we don't have a game to talk about next week. So, again, make sure you're subscribed, you follow on all the social medias, and, hit me up on Twitter also, not only at FL Teams, but at St. J-Mac, because I love to talk to fellow USF fans during the games. So, that'll do it. For next week, go Bulls.